And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's second hour of the Liberty Hour. As usual, we want to thank all of you for listening and participating, and more importantly, John Statmiller and the good folks there at RBN for giving us the opportunity to come on the show. As I mentioned, we have with us for this week's guest two wonderful, brave gals who have devoted themselves to doing Christian work in the Middle East, and in particular in Palestine and Iraq. They're part of Christian Peacemaker Team. The reason that I asked them to come on is because I have read stories about some of the horrible things that they have seen, witnessed firsthand, the brutality that is inflicted against just kids, Palestinian kids, Christian and Muslim. And given the fact that we really only see one side of the story these days, last hour, of course, we were talking about Baruch Goldstein, the Brooklyn-born doctor who moved to Israel and joined the very violent extremist West Bank settler movement and went into a mosque with a machine gun and gunned down scores of people, killed 29 people, 29 innocent people. Now, there's a shrine, as we indicated in the last hour, there's a shrine set up to Goldstein, who is considered something of a saint in the West Bank. And can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, had this been a Muslim that had gone into a synagogue and gunned down a bunch of Jews, this guy's name would be on the lips of every, not just every American, but every Westerner. Everybody would know everything that there was to know about him. There would be a day of remembrance set up where we would be able to get off work. We wouldn't have to go to school. It'd be like Holocaust Remembrance Day. But when it happens to anyone else, and particularly when it happens to Muslims, we don't hear anything about it. And this is just one example of probably thousands of similar examples that have taken place in the last 60 years that we don't hear anything about. So that's the reason that Phil and I wanted to get these two gals on to talk about their experiences. We had Diane on the last hour, and she is on with us for this hour as well. We also have another one, and her name is Joan. So I'd like to bring Joan up in the few minutes before we have to go to the break and introduce her and let her tell you a little bit about herself. So, Joan, are you there?
Yes, and my name is Joanne.
Oh, hi, Joanne.
Hey, Diane. Diane and I have often been thought of as sisters because we work together often, and I guess there must be some similarity in our appearance as well.
Okay. Joanne, why don't you tell the folks how you got involved with Christian Peacemaker Team? I mean, after all, this is not like joining the local Rotary Club or something like this. This involves a lot of sacrifice and personal danger and personal sacrifice. Why don't you tell the folks how you got involved in this?
Okay. Previous to my involvement in Middle Eastern issues, I had worked with solidarity groups here in the States with Central American issues. That was during the Reagan years. Many times they say Ronald Reagan. I can give Ronald Reagan credit for bringing me into the peace movement. Because I used to wonder when I listened to the news exactly what was going on in El Salvador and Nicaragua, when I would hear him talk about all the Sandinistas and the and so forth. So I got very involved in working with local and national groups and issues about Central America.
Joanne, I'm sorry to interrupt, honey. We've got to go to a break, and then we will be right back and bring you right back in. So sit tight.
Okie doke.
Okay. Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's Liberty Hour. Phil instant messaged me during the break, and he said, "Hey, you called that gal honey." And I said, "Of course." I said, "These women are braver than most men, and for what they do, and if the only way that I can express my admiration for them is to call them honey, then that's what I'm going to do." And Phil agreed with me. How many men do you see out there doing this, ladies and gentlemen? Selling all of their possessions and moving into some of the most dangerous places in the world in order to fulfill their obligations as followers of the message of Jesus Christ. So anyway, Joanne, go ahead with what you were talking about. You have a 20 minutes, a good shot, a clear road ahead of you to tell the folks what you need to tell them.
Okay, thanks, Mark. And let me just say this. There are many more of us, Mark. You're talking to two today, but we are men and women and young and old. We have quite a diversity in our organization, and we also work with other organizations in these areas of conflict with other groups who put themselves at risk as well. So there's quite a few of us. I just want to say that.
Now, Joanne, have either you or Diane, have you actually taken part in escorting these Palestinian kids to school and seen some of the ugliness and some of the hatred that they have to live with on a daily basis?
Oh, absolutely. That's one part of our work, escorting the Palestinian children to school, because they have violence done to them from both the Israeli settlers and the soldiers.
Now, have you witnessed any of this personally?
From time to time, it's not an uncommon experience. And besides physical violence, they're subjected to a lot of humiliation. The boys having to lift their shirts and their book bags being searched and just treated with a lot of disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Now,
can I insert here that both of us have done the school accompaniment in the old city of Hebron. CPT also has a project in the Hebron district in the village of Atwani, where the harassment of the school children and the accompaniers is even more overt, and many times the many witnessing of the school children being attacked by settlers. And I think the looking the other way of the soldiers, that is the kind of the worst part of the atrocity, because that's why being there to witness and to try to to put themselves in the way of violence, what our teammates are doing in the village of Tuani is just also an important part. And I know that they would want us to highlight that it is the Palestinians who are the courageous ones in this in this accompaniment. They are the ones who are walking to school, these young children, going to school against all odds, walking along a path where there are settlers just waiting to attack them, because they want to take over the land, and they think, well, if the children can't go to school, then the parents will want to move away from this area. So, yeah.
Diane, yeah. Joanne, I want to ask you both a question, and it has to do with the United States of America and our values and what we think that goes on in this country. It certainly doesn't go on in other countries. Now, the manpower that the Israelis have, the bullets, the tanks, the guns, the armored vehicles, and all this stuff is personally bought and paid for by the government of the United States, our tax dollars. And it's being used against innocent children, men and old people, to make their lives a living hell. Now, of the land of the home, the free, and the justices we're supposed to have in this country, what are your feelings about the United States government condoning this type of action towards little children and older people that don't have a chance in life? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say this. It really has to do with our government policies of supporting Israel. And the mainstream media does not give accurate information to our citizens. I know that the citizens of this country would be outraged, and they are outraged, when they hear these stories. And part of our work is when we are home, speaking to groups of people and telling them we are eyewitnesses and this is what we see. And this is done in our name. And people are outraged when they hear it. And I appreciate alternative media and radio stations such as yours that get some of this information out. This is very, very important that our citizens know the truth of what is being done in their name and through our tax dollars.
That you know what, that dovetails exactly with the USS Liberty massacre. Israel
absolutely
got by with cold-blooded murder, June 8, 1967. And they're doing it today, as George Ball said, if they can get by with murdering Americans, they can get by with almost anything. And that's exactly what they're doing in the occupied territories now. And ladies, go ahead and please continue.
Well, and then the other thing along this line is just recently the two ships that went from Cyprus to Gaza, and it was not on any mainstream news. And, you know, if these ships had been going to Georgia or anyone else that our government policies are allies with or support, it would be all over the news.
That is brilliantly put. I didn't even think about that. You know, after this thing with Georgia and Russia, if they had, if people had manned these boats to try to bring supplies to Georgia, it would be all over the place. They'd have a reality show devoted to talking about what was going on these boats. And yet, these folks going up against one of the most violent, fanatical military theocracies in the world, meaning Israel, daring to go up against them, assuming that something would probably happen to them, and yet we don't hear a peep about it. Yeah, that's a very good point, gals. And speaking of gals, we've got another one on the line here, and it is Flora from Idaho. Let's bring her up. Flora, come on up.
Hi. Thank you so much for letting me listen and letting me be on. I'm glad. I'm really glad. I could almost cry. I'm so outraged that today we're talking about our evil, treasonous government. And it's been treasonous since LBJ. Actually, Eisenhower had never seen battle. And they've been treasonous all along, and they're murdering people. The last I heard, there's 1,835,000 innocent Muslim people that they've murdered in Iraq. And they're murdering our troops. They either get this, and this is not just from this isn't just from any news. This is from Pat Tillman's brother. And he said the reason they murdered him was he would not. They take him in Afghanistan and they tell him every single day, you will go in there and murder those innocent men, women, and children, and so on. We've got thousands of suicides. We've got to stop this government. It's the government. They're gangsters. They're horrible.
Yes, they are, Flora. And that's the problem, you see. In America, you know, we grow up, I think, with something of a different political life. You know, we Americans see themselves as special. You know, our history of breaking off and forming our own nation from what was at that time the most powerful nation in the world. And so I think we developed this sense that it can't happen here, that evil governments and evil men taking control of political systems, that's something that happens somewhere else. It doesn't happen here.
Look at Waco. Look at Randy Weaver. They murdered his little baby son. He was only 11 years old. And they murdered him, and we all sat by. We're all guilty on that one. We all sat by because we just knew the government wouldn't do that without a reason. I'm telling you, I'm furious. And thank you for letting me speak. I sob to the Lord every day for all of you. And I love all of you. And
it's
just not fair.
No, I agree, Flora. It's always good to hear from you. You're always welcome to call back.
Thank you, Phil.
What do you have to say about all this?
Well, I appreciate her calling in, and I couldn't agree with our last caller more. And I do also grieve for what's going on in the world, and I don't know what this really has to do with a lot of things. But I wanted to ask these ladies, you understand about what's going on in the weather these days? We're having terrible weather here. We're having hurricanes. We're having this. We're having that. Do you think that you think God's getting mad at us just a little bit? And in your Christian beliefs, do you have that type of feeling? Has God given us a warning to back off?
I do not blame God for these disasters.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for that abrupt commercial intrusion before, just a little technical problem there. I'd like to clarify something. I think Phil, the point Phil was trying to make. You remember that a few years ago when Hurricane Katrina hit, we in America were assaulted with all kinds of just absolutely ludicrous commentary from our quote-unquote Christian Zionist religious community here in the U.S., saying that this was a punishment from God because the U.S. Supported or pushed Israel into pulling out from Gaza. And, of course, you had people in Israel also saying that Hurricane Katrina was a punishment because of the very same thing. I think the point that Phil was trying to make is maybe these same folks ought to look at all of these natural disasters, since they want to ascribe all of this to the wrath of an angry God, that maybe this has something to do with the fact that we have killed and oppressed literally millions of people around the world, and particularly in the last few years in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and at least in a secondary way in Palestine and Lebanon. And, of course, we haven't even gotten started yet, since we're just about to get involved with Iran and Syria. So I think that this was the point Phil was trying to make, is that maybe these same nuts who ascribe all good and bad things happening to our country.
You want to listen to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Program.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
Oh, this is Diane. I was cut off for a while, so I'm just getting back on.
Okay.
Well, I agree with Joanne that it's not. I don't think that God punishes people. So my theology isn't looks at simply a loving God. I think God is crying
mm-hmm.
over all the things that are happening in the world.
Well, I would agree with you to a certain extent. I do think that what we're dealing with in this country, the fact that our culture and our political system has basically gone down the toilet. And of course, all of this are things that we have brought on ourselves. We have made bad decisions. And it just goes to show you, now, of course, the name of the show is the Liberty Hour, and we have as one of our guests, or one of our hosts, a survivor of the USS Liberty. This will go, as a good example in demonstrating to people what happens when you get just a few evil people in the driver's seat. Now, the United States was attacked 41 years ago. In an attack that lasted almost as long as what took place on December the 7th when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And yet nothing was done about it. Our government, working in collusion with the government that perpetrated this act of war, covered this up. Now, if this had been taken care of in the appropriate manner, had it been any other country, we would not be in the situation that we're in right now. And just in case people tuning into this program have not figured it out, we are in some pretty deep doo-doo right now. And I'm not just talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm talking about what is brewing on the horizon with regards to Iran and Russia. We had Palin this week in her interview with Charles Gibson talking about the likelihood of actually going to war against Russia. Now, this is insane. What are these people thinking? And yet this is all because of one event that should have been fixed 41 years ago, and it wasn't. I would like to ask you gals if, in particular, in the U.S., we hear all of this talk about how dangerous and violent the Muslims are. They hate Christians. They want to cut their heads off. They want to impose Sharia law on the world. What did you personally experience in Palestine, being around the Muslims? You're both women and you're both Christians. That should be two strikes against you. What did you experience?
Well, first of all, I want to say that before you kill people, you have to demonize them. And so I think that rhetoric has a purpose that we hear about Muslims. My experience in getting to know, working with, becoming friends with people, families who are Muslim has been extremely enriching, and I feel very privileged to have had this opportunity. I've been in and out of Hebron since 1997, and so I feel like I have deep roots, and especially bonds with certain people that I know and love. For instance, I'll just say that this past March I had a birthday while I was there, and a family gave me a lovely birthday party. And the Palestinians are very generous and loving and very hospitable. As I have tremendous respect for their faith and the way they live it and the way they practice it. I don't know. I can't say enough about the respect and love I have for the people that I know who happen to be Muslim.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold that thought, dear. We will be right back after the break. And your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go to the back half of the Liberty Hour, and we're on with two very brave and gracious ladies that have spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and I'll ask a question of both of you, if you don't mind, and either both of you can answer, or just one of you. It doesn't make any difference. But what I'd like to know is, how do the Christians and Muslims get along in that area, and for that matter, in your travels, how do they get along in the world in general? Now, Diane or Joanne, either one of you can answer it. So, if you could please, you know, just let me know what your feelings are on this.
Can I go back?
Yeah, who is this?
Tell you a short story about our relationship as Christians, where we work in heaven with Muslims. Diane and I were together on a team in Hebron in January of 1998. When our team got death threats from the terrorist group, which and it is recognized both in Israel and the United States as a terrorist group,
a Jewish terrorist group.
I was going to say named Koch, K-A-C-H. Right after we got the threats, early one morning, one of our Palestinian friends came to our apartment, and he said, "I just heard the news, and I must take you all to my house so I can protect you." Now, just imagine this. He was willing to sacrifice his life for ours, and we are the ones who are there trying to protect them. So this is not an unusual kind of thing that a Palestinian would do.
Well,
for a Christian, I would add.
Let me ask you this. What type of security risk, or what type of problem, or what type of incidents that you could bring up to hurt anybody? And why would an Israeli terrorist group want to have you killed?
They don't want us there because we're eyewitnesses to what the militant settlers do. They do not want anyone to know what is going on there. And Diane may have more to add there.
That's basically it. I want to reiterate what Joanne has said, that we have felt so safe and so welcomed by our Muslim friends there and we are openly Christian. Christian is our first name. So I think there's a campaign, especially in the United States, more so in the United States than in Europe or other countries, to make it's targeting Islam, and we should be outraged.
What would you gals say about well-intentioned but ill-informed people who say, you know, that the Muslims hate the Christians and, you know, they want to cut their heads off? You know, I'm thinking in particular of one person, very prominent within the anti-Zionist movement, who has castigated my efforts in trying to bring Christians and Muslims together, and he has said, you know, that the Christians have no business working with the Muslims, that they're violent-minded and all the rest of it. Was there any violence or threats of violence on the part of Muslims against you during any of the time that you were there?
Oh, absolutely not. As I reiterated in that story, they want to protect us because they know that that we are subjected to violence while we're there, and they appreciate so much internationals coming, regardless of religion. They want people to come and see with their own eyes. And so this person that you're talking about, or if anyone, speaks with this rhetoric, and I just flat out tell them that they should go and see instead of listening to the propaganda here. If they're really interested in the truth, they should go and see with their own eyes.
Ladies, I have a question. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Phil. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. I hate breaking in on you like that. I didn't mean to, but
no,
I was. I just find this, this so fascinating. Ladies, respectfully, you've been on the ground there. It looks like one of you for about 13 years and the other for 12 years. I know you've seen a lot in that time. And I know you're trying to get the truth out. And people in this country, they know what's going on, but they don't care. And we have eyewitnesses. We have two of them on the line with us today that have seen atrocities, that have had their lives threatened, that they've seen other people treated with disrespect and no honor, and they beat them down like dogs. And again, you're eyewitnesses, just like I was an eyewitness to cold-blooded murder aboard the USS Liberty. And the survivors, just like I consider you a survivor, trying to tell the truth out there for the good of the good of the world. In fact, isn't it frustrating that you tell the truth and nothing still happens? Nothing happens.
Well, I think it's important to have hope, and through my faith, I know that God is in charge, And I have a responsibility to do my part, and that's all I can do. Wherever the opportunity arises, I'm willing to speak or to do action. I've done civil disobedience many times. I've gone to jail. I've spent time in federal prison for civil disobedience. But in the end, I believe that truth will win, and that God will right the wrongs. So I have hope. Yeah, it's like swimming upstream, but we must continue to do what we can.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, we have a caller on the line who would like to speak with you, and it is my good friend Byron from Canada. Byron, come on up, buddy.
Hi, Mark.
Phil. How you doing?
Hey, I want to ask you, why would the Muslims, in all honesty, why would they still, you know, as you say, and I appreciate what you're doing, but you take in consideration that it's been a Christian nation, in all honesty, and we have to be honest, that has created so much hardship on the Muslim world. I mean, take a look at, you know, we know about Iraq now, we know about even Somalia. That was so much turmoil, the Islamic court, it was called, went in there, and they brought some kind of a semblance of order, even though they say it was kind of harsh. Mm-hmm. And what did the United States do? They go in there and arm, I believe it was the Ethiopians, arm them, send them in there to absolutely destroy any kind of calm that they had, just to keep that country in turmoil. Sudan, the same way, you could say. But specifically in Palestine, that from what I understand, if you read a little bit, Palestine is one of the most educated people in that area at one time. They were very progressive in a lot of the things that they've done, and yet, with the help of the United States, they completely went in there and destroyed that country and people. Why would the Muslims, you say they treat the Christians and treat you well, why would they have any faith? And you know, and being that way too, if what we hear on the news, and Mark, you sort of stole my thunder when I was going to bring up about this person when he was getting on you about trying to bring more understanding between the two faiths. If we believe what this Christian man was saying, how violent these Muslims are, that they have no respect for women, and maybe address that. How does the Muslims over there treat the women? Are they treated like dirt, like what we hear in the news media, how terribly they are, you know, the women are being treated over there? Can you address that a little bit? But the main thing is, why should the Muslims really trust the Christians after, you know, if you really want to look at it from a, you know, an honest point of view, that it's been the Christian countries that's went over there and caused all this devastation in most of the Muslim world. I'll get off and I'll listen to you off there. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Byron. Go ahead, ladies, if you wouldn't mind answering that.
I can speak to that a little bit. Most people that we meet differentiate between the American foreign policy and Americans. So that's one thing. And as far as we hope that we can be bringing another faith of Christianity to the people we meet, as far as women are concerned, I do want to acknowledge, and I don't want to gloss over the fact that we have seen situations where women are treated terribly. But it is not Islam that is doing it. And many women's groups will point that out. There is still something of a tribal society, so it could be families. There is a women's group in Jordan where I listened to the speaker who was Christian and said that a lot of the old laws are actually come from what she said was the Napoleonic Code.
And she said it does not come from Islam. And there are many Muslim women who are just very, very, they're empowered. And there is a woman's organization that will go to the villages where women are being mistreated by their own families, and then they will go to the imam and say, you know, this is against Islamic law, what is happening to these women. And they are very courageous women's groups there, but you could point out in any society ways that women are being mistreated, and that includes Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Islam. And we have been very well treated, and we feel respected. And we also feel that maybe honored sometimes in the way that they have treated us, in spite of the fact that we are from a place and from a religion that is supposedly at war. I mean, that's almost how this is being depicted. We, as I said, we get into many discussions, and we also have many discussions with women who say they don't like how they're being treated by their society, but that it's not the fault of Islam that is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And could I also mention to your listeners, for those maybe who don't know, that Palestine is not not under like Islamic law. It's a secular government, and that's why there are Christians as well as Muslims who live together and are who citizens, and they aren't second class citizens by any stretch of the imagination. And Christians are a distinct minority now. So I think that has a lot to do with the society and culture in general. When I speak here, many times people, if it's an Arab country, they think that it's all alike. And like in Saudi Arabia, women can't drive cars, and they have these public beheadings of women and that kind of thing. But that is not the way it is in Palestine, because they're not under Islamic law. And also, there are women who do not, Muslim women that we know, who do not wear the hijab, the scarf. Most of them do. And many of them tell us it's not because of religion, but it is part of their culture. And they don't necessarily feel obligated, but that this is simply their way. And they feel more respected by this dress.
Okay. We have another caller on the line we want to bring up. Let's bring up Rick from Ohio. Come on up, Rick.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing good. Thanks for calling
in. I think it was very good, that last point that was brought up about the women being mistreated in these countries, being portrayed by the news media in this country as a strictly Islamic thing. I think that points out, it's a very important point, that this is more a tribal custom of Middle Eastern peoples. They're not Europeans. They do have a different culture. And the media wants to say, this is Islam, this is Islam. They want to build up this anti-Islamic fervor as a war propaganda, to use religion as a war thrust, a war motivation for the American suckers because they cannot really argue the political reasons why they want a war, because there's no justification. They can lie, they can tell all kind of fairy tales, all kind of fantasies, they can twist and distort the media, the news, but they still cannot truly wage a war on political purposes. They simply do not have true American interest that would justify it, so they want to whip up a blind, hate-filled religious passion. I believe this is the core of it. They want to use religion. They want to just swoop everybody along in America in a blind religious following false shepherds like Hagee and Robertson and that ilk for their warmongering activities. This points out the direction they're pushing in these neocons. In this country, the Jewish neocon administration, they are banging the drums of war, and they're using everything for that purpose.
Rick,
and this is why we get all
on,
these tales and lies
and distortion.
We're going
to go to a break, and we'll be right back. Everybody, stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of today's show. I want to thank our two very special guests, Diane and Joanne from Christian Peacemaker Teams. I think that they have given us a fascinating bird's-eye view of what they have seen in their travels and times in the Middle East, and in particular in Palestine, seeing the raw ugliness of what is going on there. It's just, you know, one of the gals mentioned that God is weeping over what is going on, and I couldn't agree more. To see these otherwise peaceful people in Palestine, I mean, can you imagine being a parent and knowing that your child, you know, on his way to school every day could be beat up, and I mean beat up horribly, like I said, with baseball bats and crowbars. You know, these kids, I mean, it just really, I guess, goes more than anything else. It's a statement to the strength of these people, the fact that they have not given up, that they are still fighting, they're still trying to lead normal lives. It's just, anyway, ladies, Rick is still on the line. I think he had something else he wanted to say to you. So, Rick, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that I think this, that pointing out about the women not being mistreated by Islam, mm-hmm. It's very important. It's a very important point we should always remember and bring up to people, because this is the wedge that the Jewish news media in this country is trying to simply bang a drum for war against mm-hmm. these people on a religious ground. And we know mm-hmm. they believe that when they get us going on a religious notion, that we simply start ignoring all evidence, all facts, and just blindly follow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not only that, Rick, but think about this. By making it about Islam, it is not limited to just this country or that country. You're talking about 1.5 billion people spread out all over the world. So anytime they decide that they need to go into a country for political reasons, they can simply say that these are Islamic reasons, and they've got the war that they want.
That's exactly right. I recommend everybody get a copy of Future Fast Forward by Matthias Ching from the American Free Press. It's called The Future Fast Forward, The Zionist Anglo-American Empire Meltdown. That's a book that everybody should be reading right now, along with his Brainwashed for War. Both are available from the American Free Press.
Thank you, Rick.
I'll talk to you later, Mark.
Take care, buddy.
Yep.
Okay, ladies, how can people get in touch with your organization if they want to donate their time or money or whatever?
I have my directory right here. Do you have the address, Diane?
Well, just the website. We could give the website.
Right.
www.cpt.org.
CPT, as in Christian Peacemaker Team.
As in Christian mm-hmm. Peacemaker Team.
And I can give you the phone number and the address for our office in Chicago.
Sure, go ahead.
If you'd like that. We have an 800 number.
Okay.
It's 800-318-2843. And it's P.O. Box 6508, Chicago, Illinois, 60680.
Chicago, Illinois.
We also have an office in Canada.
Hey, have you ladies ever personally gotten any death threats here in the U.S., nasty phone calls or emails, anything like that?
I have not. I've been well received, but I maybe it's because I go to places where I'm invited. I don't know.
Okay, and there is the music indicating that we have reached the end of this week's show. I want to thank both my ladies for being on, and all of you out there listening. Phil, we've got about 20 seconds. Get us out of here.
Okay, Mark, thank you, and thank you, ladies, for being on the show. Remember, listen in every Saturday, and remember the USS Liberty. It is something that's gone down in history that needs to be made right instead of wrong, and only you can do it. Only you can take back this country. Don't forget to go to ussliberty.wordpress.com to find out all you can about the USS Liberty and what
Men,
we...
Are you your